all is still. And yet, the pounding of the universe, the pressing of all time, together in a grinding whine of cogs and wheels and tightening springs until that fateful day on which they stop. Today a star is born. Another one might die. And who can tell the when? And who can know the why? Relentlessly the laws unseen that drive us ever on, unheeding of our wants or needs, make up some cosmic song, and all that mortal man can do is try to move along. A child is born, a wonder great. And is this tear-filled scene a time of joy or sorrow's gate, opened to things unseen? If we cannot the future know, nor can the past undo, how then can we decide a path that's right for me or you? And since we cannot move the sun or make the moon to rise, nor change a single thing that is, should we then close our eyes and leave our souls to face some fate that we cannot control? And at our birth, is it too late to try to plan some goal? The universe moves on in ways that seems to us but chance, but does that mean that we are slaves to some great cosmic dance? Give not an inch to fate, I say, though life around us mounts, for it is not the what, but way, we live our lives account. And if some things we can't control, we still can make a choice, from birth till that day we grow old, and so we have a voice. What are we if we let it pull whichever way it will? It's what we try that sets our soul from now and on until. If I was born to simply die, then this much I will say, that fighting tooth and nail shall I face fate's hand every day. We do not know what is our end, though many things were told, but surely we're not meant to bend, but rather to stand bold.